This call is being recorded.
Hey, thank you, everybody. Thank you for being on our regular Monday night call. And so I have an agenda this evening. I'm going to talk a little bit about taffy so that you understand that term when we get into success stories. Taffy is taking action for your health. It's a project, a course that you can become involved with. It's done via teleconference call, 15 minutes a day, 5 days a week, until all 40 lessons have been completed, which would take you about 2 months to do this. Within TAFI, you are committed to eating the right foods, exercising, doing ionic breathing, taking smoothies every day, smoothies with superfoods, taking a prebiotic supplement called psyllium Halls, doing LBS2 to flush out the intestinal tract. You're drinking water and chlorophyll on a daily basis. Within TAFI, you are also doing a one-day bowel cleanse, a one-day kidney flush, and a three-day liver cleanse. And it's exciting to have TAFI grads on board this evening. The second thing I want to talk about is the success stories that I heard as I attended the convention this weekend. I'm so excited about them. They're so awesome and so amazing. Then we're going to move into the definition of cancer and then explaining the five pillars: injury, inflammation, elimination, infection, and circulation. So I want to start off with our success stories from this weekend. So what we are doing by using Nature Sunshine products and providing all of you with health education is really transforming the health of nations. It's really a miracle. And on Friday, October the 20th, a team of 35 people in the Donna Roth line met at the Sheraton of the Falls in Niagara. Okay, just a minute. I'm having some feedback from somebody here. Okay, so if you want to mute. Thank you. And these people at the Sheraton on the Falls in Niagara Falls shared their health experiences. This is after they were taught how to use Nature Sunshine products through various methods. Convention is one of them. Taffy education is another one. Herbal hours is another one. Newsletters and all the education that we as herbal expert practitioners offer to you. And so today I want to share some of their success stories and some of the things that they shared with me, which are really profound. So we had Cheryl, who's a naturopathic doctor from Red Deer, Alberta, and she said this: we are at the right time and the right place to be learning about our health. There is so much valuable information that we need to go out and share. Many times I have heard, I don't want to be on 15 different drugs. There is a better way, and we have it right here with Nature Sunshine. What we need to know is that we have way too much toxicity and we are not eating healthy. We need to have energy, so it is up to us to make Nature Sunshine grow. And Terry, her husband, the contractor from Red Deer, Alberta, said this: I learned how emotions affect my body. With Nature Sunshine products, we have what we need. We love people. We want to help people. Money is secondary to us. We all need to deal with stress, and the key is teaching and coaching. Osmond from Toronto said this: if you want to be happy for life, then help people. And Sonia, who is a nurse from Toronto, she said, I have gratitude to Dr. Kathy Dean and to you, Donna. I had a swollen leg and tried all kinds of medications. Then I was introduced to the TAFI course by Dr. Sheila. I did TAFI. Today, I am on no medications. I have lost more than 20 pounds. With TAFI, the sky is the limit. Just follow the program. I wish my mom was still alive so she could have done this program. And Madge, who is a nurse from Toronto, said this: I am grateful to Naomi for inviting me to this conference and for sharing this information. I have watched people suffer because of lack of knowledge. So I asked myself, what can we all do to help these people in an easy way? There are a lot of people out there willing to know, and it is up to us to share the products and the education with them. And Fran from West Kelowna said, I met Donna in 1987, and I am thankful to her. Nature Sunshine has quality herbs and vitamins that work. In the store that I owned, I noticed that other products did not have the quality, and they did not work. Taffy is simple and easy to do. I took the taffy course. I also put out the herbs for my husband, and he took them. His transurethral bypass surgery was canceled because of Nature Sunshine herbs. The knowledge I have learned is powerful. Yes, sometimes you can be discouraged, but keep going and move on. I know these products work. I remember when I fell off the ladder and I broke my ankle. Collatrim Plus helped heal my ankle. And Naomi, who is a nurse from Toronto, said this, I am grateful to Dr. Kathy Dean and to Donna for being my mentors. I did Taffy in January 2017. This has touched so many lives. We do the body systems questionnaire and we work together. I have worked with health products before, but nothing matches to Nature Sunshine products. These products work. It empowers me to be able to help people. And Al from Merritt, BC said this, all the people that were diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis at the same time Phil was diagnosed, and Phil is his wife, are now all dead. Phil is still alive and well, and she was there at the conference looking awesome. Phil from Merritt, BC said, I am new in Merritt, and they don't trust me yet. And they need to trust Nature Sunshine, but I am working with a lady who has an autistic son. I love them, and I care about them. And Carol from Campbell River, this all started for Donna because she had tonsillitis and discovered that there was a different way after using Nature Sunshine products. Today, Donna is passionate about this work. This is and can be so big. It started when I was raising kids, and they were getting colds and having bedwetting problems. I discovered a different way with Nature Sunshine products, and I never look back. Catch the vision. We have the answers. Tell people about this with love and passion. I wasn't afraid to open my mouth. Notice how one person can have such a big impact. And Val from Kelowna, BC said this, I have worked with Nature Sunshine for a long time. We need to make it bigger. We have started monthly meetings in Kelowna in a really nice venue, the Kelowna Golf and Country Club. And including breakfast, the cost is $20. The people love the message. We are on the verge of a big breakthrough. And Dane, who is Val's son from Boulder, Colorado, and Angie's boyfriend, and Angie is on the call with us. I am a triathlon racer. My first race was a half Ironman, where I suffered with extreme pain, cramping, and I had to stop every 2 miles because the pain was so severe. Some months later, I did the Taffy course while I prepared for a full Ironman race. In following the Taffy principles and in drinking Dr. Kathy's special energy drink formula at every station during the race, I had no cramps. I completed the race feeling 10 times stronger than when I started. And I want to share with you Dr. Kathy Dean's energy drink recipe. It's Solstic Energy, Mineral Chi Tonic, Chlorophyll, Zambrosa, and water. And Rob, who works with Motorhome Service, he's from Toronto. He said, Phil and Al introduced me to Nature Sunshine when they were serving a mission in my area. I know the product Nature's Harvest. There is lots of information shared here, and I'm hopeful with all the testimonials shared and how the body really works that I can overcome osteoarthritis. I want to share this information and the people and I'm sorry, I want to share this information with the people in my community. And Charlie, he's from Brandon, Manitoba, and he works on oil rigs. I couldn't even stand up. My health was so bad. My body was shutting down. I did taffy with Tina, and this saved my life. You need to know how, why, and where. Taffy gives you those answers. And his girlfriend is Nancy, and Nancy's sister is from Brandon, Manitoba, and she said this. My husband has prostate cancer and leukemia. He was going to start chemo, but I got him on the smoothies. He started in January 2017, and he has had blood tests since, and his blood has been stable. There were polyps in his colon that were scheduled to be removed, but with this program, the colon is now clean as a whistle without any surgery. The smoothies are mineral chi tonic, chlorophyll, Nature's Harvest, pea protein, and water. And Grant, who is on the call with us from Lake Country, said, taffy has been the solution to my life. I call Donna Roth the master. And just recently, the media has released the big news that sugar is linked to cancer. And his point was, we've all known that sugar was linked to cancer since, I don't know, 1998 or some way back there. And Michael from Vancouver said this, this is about health freedom. There is no freedom in health in our society, but it is here with Nature Sunshine. I disappeared prostate cancer, and the doctor said, I don't need to see you anymore. I remember when I injured my ankle, and I could not go to work. I had to declare bankruptcy, and I had 6 eviction notices. If you don't have health, you have nothing. We've got the answers right here that no one else does. Others have agendas, and we have the answers to emotional, spiritual, and physical health. Then Michael asks this question, what would you like to accomplish in your health? And then he answers it, I am willing to help you by sharing 4 tips with you. I want to share my story on how I overcame prostate cancer using herbals. I want to earn your trust. I want to bring you to the Donna Roth teleconference calls, and I want to share my access to real expertise and expert resources. And so that kind of is in a nutshell from what I have heard this past weekend, and I will pursue other information as we go through these teleconference calls. So today, I want to move to the next part, and that's defining cancer. How can you overcome a disease condition unless you know what it is? And sadly enough, I don't think there is anybody out there that really defines cancer for you. So let's go. Here it is. Cancer is an out-of-control mutated cell replication that happens and starts when there is an injury. But the repair of that injury cannot be made due to an oxygen and nutritional deficiency, and the cell walls in that toxic injured area become mutated by a fungal infection. So in order to understand the definition of cancer, let's go through it step by step. For cancer to occur, there is, number 1, an injury. One thing we need to know is that this program follows the laws of nature. Cells don't randomly replicate. They replicate for a reason, and that reason is to repair the injury. Even Dr. McDougall said cells have rules. They don't divide at their own free will. Cells only divide when there is a wound, and they divide to repair the wound. For cancer to occur, there is, number 2, a nutritional deficiency. Healthy cells cannot replicate unless all the required nutrients are in place. And please don't tell me that you can get all the nutrition you need from the foods you are buying from the grocery store and that you don't need supplements and superfoods and herbs and minerals and so on. I am here to make you aware of this. If you have enough nutrition in your body, you would not be diagnosed with cancer or diabetes or heart disease or Parkinson's and so on. Number three, for cancer to occur, there is an oxygen deficiency. It takes oxygen for the stem cells to replicate healthy cells. Without oxygen, oxidation for the purpose of healthy cell replication cannot take place. Something is then stopping the oxygen from getting to that injured area. What is it? It's number four, toxicity in the injured area. There is so much toxic debris that the lymphatic system can no longer clean it out, and that is causing inflammation. Number five, for cancer to occur, there is an infection. This accumulation of toxic debris then leads to a fungal infection. Let's now define injury. The fact that cancer starts from an injury was well known and documented by medical doctors even 100 years ago. I know this because I have a copy of a medical textbook of general pathology by Dr. Ziegler that Ron Gadansky gave to me. And that book is a textbook. It was taught in medical universities in 1903. Dr. Ziegler said this, quote, "The causes of the tumor formation may be a single injury, a blow, crushing, fracture, etc., as well as repeated mechanical irritations, such as rubbing and scratches." Then we can move into other kinds of injuries. So an injury could be a fall, an accident, and so on. But an injury can also be caused by exploratory surgeries. An infected organ internally can rupture, causing an injury. A kidney stone can injure internal urethras. A gallstone can injure the bile duct. Mammograms can cause injuries. Biopsies cause injuries. Sunburns cause injuries to the skin. Radiation burns also cause injuries. Chemotherapy causes chemical injuries. Root canal procedures causes injuries. And drugs can cause gut permeability, which leads to an injury of the gut, which we call leaky gut. Found in all present-day grains are lectins. They cannot be digested. They poke holes in the gut membrane. That causes an injury to the gut. There are anti-nutrients in present-day grains called phytates that are scientifically known to deplete vitamin D3 and many minerals. A toxic debris can invite viruses. So let's think of human papilloma virus. There is an accumulation of toxic debris that invites the virus that causes injury to the cervix. The key is not a vaccination to prevent this problem, but to clean out the toxic debris. Toxic debris can also invite infections, as in hepatitis, which is an infection of the liver. An injury can also come from nutritional deficiencies when the cell membrane loses its integrity and cracks, as does the skin on the outside when it is dry, which is usually a sign of omega-3 deficiency. Agricultural practices today have interfered with our plants' abilities to pick up raw elements from the earth and convert them to bioavailable minerals through the process of photosynthesis. So foods today are very efficient in nutrients. And it has been said scientifically you would have to eat 10 tomatoes today to give you the same nutrient value that one tomato gave you in 1941. My book, Practical Solution to the Cancer Injury, which has sold over 5,000 copies, outlines a scientific agricultural study that was done in 1941 where scientists analyzed food values of different foods grown in soils of 1941, and they repeated the same nutritional analysis in foods that were grown in the soils of 1991. They discovered an alarming range of nutrient deficiencies in all foods in 1991. Broccoli had 75% less calcium. Spinach had 60% less iron. All fruits had 27% less zinc. And there was a whole list of minerals that have been depleted. Antoine Bichamp in the 1860s stated that a deficiency of even one mineral element allows morbid waste matter to accumulate. That is the importance of just even one mineral. Dr. Linus Pauling, 1970s, all of us know him to be father of vitamin C. He stated, "You can trace every disease ailment to a mineral deficiency." We can now see that mineral deficiencies can cause injuries to internal organs and glands. A lack of omega-3 reduces the amount of oxygen getting into the cells and thereby can cause injury to the cell walls. There was a study done once with a certain breed of cats that were induced with cancer. They were then fed high amounts of omega-3 oils and iron. The oxidation process was so rapid that the cancer cells were simply exploding and the cancerous tumors simply shrank to nothing. Dr. Versandal Simoncini-Lustig stated that the cancer injury is caused by candida yeast in the body. Candida yeast is fed by sugar, starches, antibiotics, various drugs. Candida is known to grow a tendril or a root structure that pokes holes in the gut membrane, thereby causing leaky gut syndrome. That candida can then escape into the bloodstream, where it makes the blood sticky and heavy and impedes the flow of oxygen and nutrients. If that's not bad enough, Candida is also scientifically known to produce xenoestrogens. That's false estrogens that feed cancer. These xenoestrogens are known to destroy the function of the thyroid. And the thyroid is responsible for metabolism. And the thyroid is responsible for iodine sources, which are necessary for radiation absorption. Those xenoestrogens all scramble all the hormones in our bodies, and they are the misery behind PMS, menopause, infertility. And these false estrogens from candida are also known to weaken collagen production of the membranes and weaken inherent inner weak membranes and tissues. Dr. Bernice Eddy discovered vaccines to be a direct contributing factor to cancer. Way back there in the 1950s, she was a laboratory scientist injecting hamsters with a kidney mixture on which vaccines were cultured. And to her horror, she discovered that these hamsters got various cancers and tumors. She reported her findings to her colleagues and warned them, if they were to institute the vaccination program into our society, we would have an epidemic of cancer within 20 years. She said that in 1957, she was fired. This is 2017, and we have an epidemic of cancer. Recently, Health Canada announced to our Canadian world that one in two people right here in Canada are being diagnosed with cancer. We all need to be on this teleconference call. Sugar is a contributor to injury. Think about it. Sugar robs calcium and minerals from your teeth, thereby causing cavities. Then what do you think that sugar is doing to your internal organs? In 1926, Dr. Fibiger watched rats in a sugar warehouse, and all kinds of them were getting cancer. He repeated this observation in a laboratory setting, and he received a Nobel Prize because he proved that sugar feeds cancer. In 1931, Dr. Otto Warburg also proved scientifically that fermentation of sugar is a contributing factor to cancer. Injury can also come from toxic heavy metals and chemicals. These toxic heavy metals are found in vaccines. They're found in mercury fillings in our teeth. These toxic heavy metals can get into the bloodstream, and they make the blood sticky and heavy. This leads to inflammation and impedes blood circulation. Breathing in of toxic fumes also causes xenoestrogen levels to rise, and these false estrogens feed cancer. Dr. Hamer stated that injury comes from strong emotions. Strong emotions such as anger, unforgiveness, depression, hatred. These cause an overload of toxic acids that build up in our solar plexus. These acids can then eat away at the membranes of internal organs, thereby causing an injury. So one thing we must know is that cancer starts from an injury. That's the reason there is continuous cell replication in cancer. The other thing we need to know is that cancer requires a framework of nutrition to repair and heal the injury so we could stop that current of injury. Let's talk now about current of injury. Whenever there is an injury, the brain sets up a message to the injured area. This is called current of injury, and that current of injury sets up an ionic field, a type of electromagnetic field that triggers the stem cells into action. There are stem cells in every organ and gland of our body, and the stem cells, the purpose of the stem cells is cell replication to heal the injury. So now we have an injury, the stem cells are called to action, and in order for the stem cells to replicate healthy cells, they require fundamental building blocks. They need amino acids, minerals, vitamins, essential fatty acids, oxygen, water, and so on. And if all of these building blocks, these nutrients, are present in abundance, then the stem cells can replicate healthy cells, and these healthy cells repair the injury. At the point that the injury is repaired, the whole replication process stops. The stem cells go to rest. The current of injury from the brain to the injured membrane stops. However, imagine what happens when there is a building block missing, when there are minerals missing. You can clearly see that stem cells cannot replicate healthy cells, and that current of injury continues. So one of the keys in putting cancer to rest is to stop the current of injury. How do we stop the current of injury? We feed our stem cells with all the essential nutrients and all the essential minerals. I want to now define inflammation and talk about inflammation. Inflammation starts from leaky gut. I have talked about candida, toxic heavy metals, antibiotics, lectins that poke holes in the gut membrane and escape through the holes into the bloodstream. Now, because there are holes in the gut membrane, you now also have food before it is fully digested, escaping into the bloodstream through these gut holes. Now, these unwanted residues of toxic debris from candida, toxic heavy metals, undigested food particles, antibiotics, lectins from grains, puts a heavy, stressful impact on the walls of the capillaries through which the blood flows. And such a weight causes a dilation of the tiny holes in the capillary walls, thereby allowing the escape of these toxic debris, the lectins, heavy metals, candida, and so on, to move out of the bloodstream and accumulate in between the spaces of the cells and tissues. Now, the blood also has blood plasma proteins that are needed for the transport of oxygen and nutrients to all the various cells and tissues. And these blood plasma proteins now escape through those tiny dilated holes in the capillary walls. They attract sodium, and sodium attracts water. So now we have a swelling, and the swelling is the first process of inflammation, which is nothing more than an accumulation of trapped blood plasma proteins, sodium, water, and toxins. Our body is amazing. Because even if you have this accumulation, it's not a problem. A healthy lymphatic system will take those trapped blood plasma proteins and return them back to the bloodstream via the subclavicle valves, which is in the neck area. That's where the lymph meets the blood. The lymph will then take the excess sodium and toxins and dump out the toxins through our natural elimination channels, the kidneys, the bowels, the skin, and the respiratory tract. But imagine what happens when that lymphatic system, over a period of years, becomes overloaded by toxic debris from drugs, stress, emotions, mercury fillings, heavy metals from vaccinations, flu shots, toxic chemicals, free radicals. You start to see that poor lymphatic system starts to malfunction. And so now you have a pool of trapped blood plasma proteins and toxin building up over a period of time, which leads to chronic inflammation to the point where essential nutrients and oxygen can no longer reach the injured area. And it was Dr. Otto Warburg, Nobel Prize winner, 1931, who said, when oxygen levels to the injured area drop to below 35%, then oxidation for the purpose of healthy healthy cell replication by the stem cells can no longer take place. If there is an adequate amount of sugar in that injured area, then oxidation flips into fermentation, and the fermentation process produces ammonia and acids, which is a perfect breeding ground for microbes, yeast, parasites, fungus, and so on. And when the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of during the process of cell replication, it genetically defects the human cells as they replicate. Cancer is not a genetic illness. You do not have a gene that you were born with that will sometime in your future create a cancer in your body. Genetic defects do not come from inherent birth defects. The genetic defect happens when the fungus integrates into the stem cell line and mutates that cell, so we have a continuous replication of fungal mutated cells that cannot repair the injury, with the consequence of the current of injury continuing with a continuous replication of fungal mutated cells, which we call cancer. And now that we understand that cancer is an out-of-control growth that happens to repair an injury, and that repair does not occur due to a nutritional and oxygen deficiency, and the cell walls become mutated with fungal infection. Once we know that, we can prevent cancer from happening in our body, or we can reverse the whole process. So what do we do to overcome cancer? And it is only you that can overcome your own cancer. No one else can do this for you. That's why this education is critical. Number one, we stop feeding the cancer. So we eliminate sugars, yeast products, grains, starches from our diet, alcohol, anything else that has sugar in it, we just don't have it. Number two, we want to repair the injury by eating the right foods. We eat grass-fed meats, fish, eggs, vegetables, nuts, seeds, berries. And even if we are eating the right foods, there simply is not enough nutrition in your grocery store-bought food to give the stem cells adequate nutrients for cell repair. This is where we resort to Nature Sunshine superfoods, and we make a smoothie. Here they are. We put into that smoothie for the color red Chinese mineral chi tonic for all missing trace minerals and tonic herbs for the glandular system to spark up the fire. We add flax hull lignans for the color yellow, which is known to scientifically bind toxic xenoestrogens that are floating around in your bloodstream due to the candida that's there. For the color white, we use Colitrim Plus for all the bioavailable amino acids. And for collagen powder, it's a collagen powder. Candida destroys collagen. We replace that with Colitrim Plus. For the color blue, we use water, berries, or Zambrosa, which is a powerful antioxidant. For the color green, we use Green Zone or chlorophyll. And finally, we can add some Solstic Energy, which has Korean ginseng, green tea extract, grapeseed extract, and guarana, which is excellent in breaking up agglutination of the blood. This makes an excellent smoothie. It tastes delicious, and it replaces the need to do any kind of juices. And most juices that are made at home are simply too sweet, too much sugar. Most people that make juices use apples, carrots, beets, and greens. And you can tell that apples and carrots and beets are very high in sugar. The beauty about using superfoods is that they are quality controlled with high energy, high mineral contents. The next thing we use is a super omega-3 to make the cells pliable so oxygen can readily and easily move in and toxins can move out of the cells. We can add extra vitamin D3 to replace the D3 that is lost by toxic phytates found in present-day grains. Then we work on inflammation. This is where we use flax hull lignans to bind toxic xenoestrogens in the bloodstream. On an empty stomach, we take colostrum, scientifically known to bind toxic lectins and clean them out of the bloodstream. We use Protease Plus enzyme, a designer enzyme, on an empty stomach to get into that blood and digest all that undigested food particles that are there. Protease Plus is also known to break up the outer protein coating of cancer cells. And we use my very favorite herbal combination, which is cat's claw combination, known to open up the entire lymphatic system so that the toxins can readily drain out through the natural elimination channels. Regarding inflammation, many times a consultation may be necessary to determine the sources of your personal inflammation. And this is where you can communicate with me. If you go to my website, all that information is there. And that's donnaroth.com, donnaroth.com. You need to know where your poison is coming from that's causing inflammation in your body. We want to work then on activating the elimination channels. This is where we can use psyllium hulls, which is a wonderful prebiotic. We can use LBS2 herbal combination to increase bowel and liver activity. We can use body detox, which is a herbal combination that assists the kidneys, the bowels, and the liver to detoxify. We then want to address the cancer infection. This is where we use antifungal herbs. My very favorite is pawpaw, but there's also podarco, and there's ET, which is an Easyac tea, and there's red clover. But pawpaw is an American pawpaw that grows in eastern United States. It was studied by Dr. Jerry McLaughlin for over 20 years. And he discovered scientifically pawpaw to be almost 1 million times stronger than Adriamycin chemotherapy. Pawpaw inhibits sugar from reaching the cancer cells to feed them. Pawpaw cuts off the growth of blood vessels that carry sugar to the cancer cells. And pawpaw is known scientifically to destroy fungus, clean it out, and get right into the cancer cells to cause cancer cell apoptosis, which is cancer cell death. And then we work on circulation. This is where we use the oral chelation tablet called MC. And it's the most incredible tablet I've ever witnessed. It cleans out heavy metals like lead, iron, It cleans out metabolic waste, toxic triglycerides, toxic cholesterol. And of course, it increases oxygen flow and increases blood circulation. And when blood circulation increases, so does body temperature. Dr. Jernigan said this, cells degenerate and die in direct proportion to the depletion of oxygen. So we clean the blood out to increase blood circulation and to increase body temperature. Cancer cannot grow in a body temperature of 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit or 37 degrees Celsius. And finally, we want to increase stem cell production. We can do this by using astragalus. It is in capsules, but it's also found in cat's claw combination and in mineral chitonic in small amounts. Silver is also known to increase stem cell production. This was work that was done by Dr. Becker. So finally, I want to leave you with this. Many people have discovered that nutrition can be therapeutic. I am here to say it always works for you as long as you take enough of it and you take it for a long enough period of time. And to discover the success stories of people who have used this program successfully in overcoming cancers, I invite you to get my book, Practical Solution to the Cancer Injury. That information is on my site, donnaroth.com. I can't emphasize the importance to incorporate superfoods into your daily diet for your own cancer prevention and to share this information with your friends and your family. If you know of someone diagnosed with cancer, please help them by sharing this information with them. I'm going to turn the recording button off and open up to questions and answers.